The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. There perhaps is no more fitting reading for St. Martin de Porres than our first reading today, and especially the line, "Humbly regard others as more important than yourselves." As a Dominican living in the monastery, he always took the lowest place, and not out of some unhealthy way of thinking or false humility, but as Christ did, to become the servant of all his brothers. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about for you, but I find for myself, and it's probably my pride, but it's an area that I have to often work at, to truly regard others as more important than myself. And I see that as a pastor, you know, one of the ways I have to fight against it is thinking that my time is more precious than another person's time, or my opinions or ideas are better than someone else's. I remember St. John Paul or Blessed Mother Teresa. You know, it was amazing. So many people who met them, their comment afterwards was, they were so totally present to me. Right? As if they had nothing else in the world to do than listen to me. You know, these respecters of persons, but also placing themselves at the service of others. I just read recently in my spiritual reading, and I close with this. There's an Orthodox saint, Saint Seraphim of Sarov. He is from Russia, and he was a pastor for a period of time. And one day after daily mass, a woman comes up to him, and there's another parishioner standing close beside her, and he walks up to her and he says, "How are your chickens and your ducks?" And they spend 15 minutes talking about that. This other lady parishioner is kind of rolling her eyes. This man's supposed to be a holy man, and this is what he would spend his time talking to this woman about. When that woman leaves, she walks up to him and gives him a little piece of her mind. "You know, Father, don't you have other things to do? Right? I can't believe that woman would waste your time like that." And he says, "My dear, her ducks and her chickens are her entire livelihood. How could I not care about that?" The more attentive we are to Christ, the more attentive we become to others, even to their little miseries and difficulties.